Lenore, 2006. What does it mean to truly love another? There was a time in my life when I thought I knew the answer. It means that I'd care for Savannah more deeply than I cared for myself, and that we'd spend the rest of our lives together. It wouldn't have taken much. She once told me that the key to happiness was achievable dreams, and hers were nothing out of the ordinary. Marriage, family, the basics. It meant I'd have a steady job, the house with the white picket fence, and a minivan or SUV big enough to haul our kids to school or to the dentist or off to soccer practice or piano recitals. Two or three kids, she was never clear on that. But my hunch is that when the time came, she would have suggested that we let nature take its course and allow God to make the decision. She was like that, religious, I mean. And I suppose that was part of the reason I fell for her. But no matter what was going on in our lives, I could imagine lying beside her in bed at the end of the day, holding her while we talked and laughed, lost in each other's arms. It doesn't sound so far-fetched, right? When two people love each other? That's what I thought, too. And while part of me still wants to believe it's possible, I know it's not going to happen. When I leave here again, I'll never come back. For now, though, I'll sit on the hillside overlooking her ranch and wait for her to appear. She won't be able to see me, of course. In the army, you learn to blend into your surroundings, and I learned well, because I had no desire to die in some backward foreign dump in the middle of the Iraqi desert. But I had to come back to this small North Carolina mountain town to find out what happened. When a person sets a thing in motion, there's a feeling of unease, almost an ache, until you learn the truth. But of this, I am certain. Savannah will never know I've been here today. Part of me aches at the thought of her being so close, yet so untouchable. But her story and mine are different now. It wasn't easy for me to accept this simple truth, because there was a time when our stories were the same, but that was 6 years and two lifetimes ago. There are memories for both of us, of course, but I've learned that memories can have a physical, almost living presence, and in this, Savannah and I are different as well. If hers are stars in the nighttime sky, mine are the haunted, empty spaces in between. And unlike her, I've been burdened by questions I've asked myself 1,000 times since the last time we were together. Why did I do it? And would I do it again? It was I, you see, who ended it.